Almost every thought, nearly every action, all the details of daily life, this is what serious bloggers deliver on the internet. Derek Miller has been doing it for years, but earlier this month, the nature of his entries changed. That's when he was diagnosed with cancer. Derek joins me now in studio. Welcome.
Hi, Priya.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
Considering.
Which is kind of the tone of the blog.
Yeah.
Can we get into that, to get into how you decided to approach the cancer from the start?
Well, I got diagnosed on the 8th of this month, so pretty, you know, I had some tests in December, and my doctor told me and my wife on the 8th of January. And one of the questions she asked me as we were going home was, so you're going to blog this? And my response was, of course. And what that enabled us both to do was basically tell everybody, and anybody. And the way I approached that was, if you get diagnosed with cancer, it's obviously the main thing on your mind. And if most of the time when you run into somebody, they say, so how you doing? And if you're not going to tell people, you're basically going to be lying all the time. And as any good detective will tell you, it's pretty hard to keep your lies straight. So I figured my approach would just be to tell everybody, and to prevent having to say it over and over again, I can now just say, well, if you want to know the details, go to my blog.
Head to this website.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a sense of ease, when you actually start delving into the entries themselves, it's interesting the kind of language you use.
to put it mildly. Not repeatable on the
radio. The blog begins, right? Yeah. Please excuse the salty language. Yeah. And then once you get past all the F-bombs, which are there to express a certain sentiment, you start to really read a story. So that story begins where for you? Is it with diagnosis?
It begins retrospectively, because obviously the diagnosis makes you think about a bunch of things that happened before. I mean, I've had other health problems. I've been diabetic since I was 21. And what it does is it makes you think, you could get hit by a bus any day, but now I feel like I'm crossing a highway full of buses every day, and I've just, got to rely on luck to make sure I get to the other side. And so I think of a lot of things differently, a lot of the value of what my blog does, whether it's part of it is that I don't want to turn it into just a cancer blog, because that's not what I'm all about. So I've been interspersing this discussion with typically geeky stuff that I talk about otherwise. So, yeah.
You start these paragraphs in a very declarative way. I have cancer.
It's quite intentional.
I'm a cancer patient now.
It's very, very tempting to beat around the bush. You tend to want to use euphemisms and say stuff in a roundabout way, because that's sort of the way, at least around here, and at least in, the backgrounds of my family from stoic Northern Europe, tended to approach these things. But I'm a writer.
But wrapping your head actually around that reality can't have come that quickly.
I don't know if I actually have.
Yeah.
I mean, that may be part of it. I approach it very analytically on the blog in a lot of ways.
It's true, right? What is this that I read? Let me just grab this thing we printed out. So I've got cancer. On the 24th, I'll be having a colonoscopy as planned. My very entertaining gastroenterologist, Dr. Enns, will remove the polyp and look for any others, which he will also remove.
Yeah. Which is not what happened, by the way. He looked for others, but he didn't remove the one that's there, and I have to have something else done. I have to have some surgery to remove that. So that was kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
But, I declare it that way. I'm a writer and editor by trade. I don't like passive sentences and things that say not what they mean. So. And I've gotten used to, in blogging over the past 7 years, it's better if you just say it and say it clearly.
What does that mean to you now to do this, to say it very clearly that you are a cancer patient, that to describe yourself in this way?
Well, it's difficult to say that. But I decided to take that approach because first of all, it's helpful to me and my family to be honest about it. And it's also helpful to other people. I mean, I already had one person, even in the whatever it is, 3 weeks since I started doing this, from somewhere in the States, who has a friend who was having similar symptoms to what I was having, and said, he's been putting off going to the doctor, and he was scheduled for a colonoscopy and he didn't go. And what should I tell him? And I told her, well, tell him to go. And so if he goes, and he wouldn't have gone otherwise, there's something good coming out of this, even if it's not something I would have chosen.
So it was obvious to your wife that you would do this.
Well, we're both bloggers. We're both podcasters. She's gotten used to my tendency to just blabber on about nearly anything on the blog, and has, also talks about her own stuff. So it's definitely something that's part of our lives. I mean, I'm 37, but I think I maybe have the privacy instincts of somebody about half my age.
Where is there a line at all for you between making your life, in essence, a commodity for anyone to tap into?
I mean, there's probably a line. I don't know exactly what it is. You're always negotiating that line when you're presenting yourself in public. I mean, you know, you're a radio host, you know that. There are some things you don't talk about, but there's some things you don't talk about to your family and friends either. And some of those things may be the same and some may be different. There may be things you put on your blog that you wouldn't say to your parents.
So let me read you this from another one of your posts. I had my first major all-out weeping cry about my cancer this morning. I know it's likely to be the very early stage and highly treatable, but things will probably be fine. But damn, I want to live, you know?
Yeah. And, well, I think I posted that because it was kind of a relief. You know, you get diagnosed with cancer, you kind of expect that you're going to cry about it. And that hadn't happened yet. And I was kind of worried about that. And when it finally happened, I mean, it sucked at the time, but it's also a good release. And I wanted to tell people about it. And that I did that. And the comments that people put in were good. You know, it's about time.
So who are the entries for, do you think?
Well, they're for me. They're for anybody who might be reading. They're for my friends. They're for my family if they choose to read it. They're for my wife, because there's stuff I put in there that I might not say to her in person, and it'll bring out a conversation, or I might not have said yet.
Does it happen? It's happened already?
Sure. And I mean, it's also for my kids. They don't read it yet because they're young, but you know, if things go badly or if they go well and I'm better, they can look back and read what it was like during that time, like reading my diary, except they don't have to unlock anything.
Because there is an element of hope as well that runs through nearly all of these entries.
There has to be, because, you know, at this point, there's no reason for me to think otherwise, you know, from a statistical point of view. And if it were just a dour and dreary thing, well, I don't know if there would be that much point in writing it, at least for me.
If things don't turn out, if they do not go your way, will you tell?
Of course. I mean, the story has, once I've started this, and, you know, really I started this when I developed the way I blog over the past several years, you know, talking about whatever I talk about. Once I decide to talk about something, unless I can't post, I'm going to post stuff about how it goes, however that may be. And, you know, I'll post pictures when necessary, but I've avoided that so far.
Did we mention it's colorectal cancer?
We didn't yet, but there you go.
There, another line, of course, I'm learning not to expect the best case scenario anymore. So where are you at on that continuum?
Well, I'm not expecting the worst case scenario, but I think I need to be realistic. And, you know, initially it's, well, you know, we need to take a look and it's probably just some inflamed stuff in your intestine. Oh, well, there's a polyp there. We better take a biopsy. Oh, it's cancerous. You know, once you get to that point, then it was, well, they'll probably take it out during the colonoscopy, and they didn't. So it's not that I'm expecting things to get worse as time goes on, but that I shouldn't expect anything in particular. So, you know, people say, you know, are you going to be off work? How long? Right now, I have no idea. So I tell people I have no idea and expect that it won't be long and go from there.
When's the next appointment then?
Well, I have an appointment tomorrow morning where my doctor, if he's listening, hello, Dr. Anz, presumably he'll tell me what the next step is. I'm going to have surgery. I have a surgeon who's already appointed, apparently, and I don't know when that's going to be or how long I'll be out or what'll happen after that. So it's all a big mystery.
I guess we'll read about it tomorrow.
You will.
Derek, nice to meet you.
Thank you.
All the best as you go forward in this.
All right.
That's Derek Miller. He is a communications manager for a Vancouver software company, a dedicated blogger. He's undergoing cancer treatment at the moment, and he is keeping us abreast of that situation through his blog at penmachine.com.